Reads and Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Dr. Carol Lieberman joining us again. And I really enjoy having you, Dr. Carol. You're always a lot of fun and very insightful, and I appreciate you taking time to join us.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoy it as well.
All right. Road rage is up 50% in America. We're seeing all of these, you know, outlandish things happening when it comes to, you know, airlines and disruptive passengers and so on. And the other thing I wanted to ask you as well is, you know, when you travel to other areas of the world, and I watch people when it comes to how they handle COVID, masks, and so on, the more I do that, Dr. Carol, the more I am convinced that, you know, fear and control is an oppression, by the way, is a huge motivator when it comes to getting people to do what you want them to do, correct?
Yes. Yes, that is what we have been subjected to during this year plus.
So, I mean, I guess, and I know we don't have a crystal ball, you, I, or Andy, are we ever going to get out of this, or has the powers that be, you know, I think they've realized it for a long time, but the powers that be, you know now that they've got another tool in toolbox that they can use against populaces, you know, not just here in the U.S., but in general. I mean, are we ever going to see the end of this, is the question?
It's, you know, that's a really good question, because it's really scary I don't know that you can put the genie back in the box. I mean, I think politicians have learned this, you know, through COVID and continuing, that they can manipulate us through fear and through these mandates, oppression, through Orwellian tactics, and it works. And so the more that they have seen that it works, the more they are, you know, they're like addicted to using it, mm-hmm. to using their power.
I agree. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Dr. Carol, I mean, road rage up, airline rage up, all these things up. Are we seeing the overall effects of government just putting its thumb down and pressure more and more and more down on people to where they just snap? Because I just see people around me, they just seem stressed.
Yes. Yes. You know, this whole, what we were just talking about, this oppression, and this power grab, you know, all from all at all levels of government, it is very stressful. It is very depressing, and it is making people act out in the road rage and air rage and all of that. I mean, people are sick and tired, and they don't want to take it anymore. And they're acting out. You know, it's a combination primarily of fear. That the media and that, you know, the authorities, so-called authorities and all of that, have made us feel, as well as the rage at being controlled. You know, I used to say COVID rage. I used to call COVID rage, this general sense of people being on edge. And I used to say that it's like road rage. You know, but it's because it's everybody's on edge, and you just take one little thing, whether it's a person cutting you off, or you walk into a supermarket, and either people are wearing masks or they're not wearing masks, but, and you don't like it, whatever it is. You know, we're so on edge that the slightest thing sets us off.
Dr. Carol, what about the Karen effect? And what I mean is this: you've got people now, over the last year, they have never felt so empowered to intrude upon the lives of others, report your neighbor, judge this person, call them out in a grocery aisle, and so forth. When you have that, I mean, all across America, could it raise violence, both in them lashing out at people because now they feel empowered? Man, I'm a violent person anyway, right? I can now take it out on them. Or maybe you got the other people who are now just feeling so bitter, they're lashing back.
Well, you know, so many lines have been crossed in a number of ways. You know, yes, the Karens, but also the riots. I mean, you know, I know it's not PC to be talking about this, but it is true. And it's not just the riots. That set us off. You know, the riots and the looting and the statue toppling and all of that, crossing the boundaries of civilization. Now we see basically it's continuing, you know, on online, if you look at videos of what's going on in various cities where, and I particularly look at the New York, I look at a number of things, but including the New York Post, mm-hmm. because I'm from New York, and I see what's happening in these videos where people are just walking up to other people, just strangers, and shooting them or hitting them over the head or knocking them to the ground.
Right.
And of course, the prime targets are the police. And you know, it's like they feel like they can do this, that they have the right, that nothing, and it's true, nothing is going to happen to them if they do it, because, you know, these people who have been, even if they were arrested, that which most of them aren't in the first place, but mm-hmm. even if they are arrested, they get out with no bail, there's no consequences, and so that encourages more people to, cross the line.
Yeah, we're empowering them, basically, is what we're doing. We're empowering them to act out and do the things they're doing because there's no consequences.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so people listening to us right now, they find themselves in a situation, whether it be a road rage incident or they're in line, you know, they're on the airplane and something starts to happen. What is the best way for us to handle those? And I realize that this is not a point blank statement that every one of these will be unique. And I understand that. But in general, you know, none of us wants to end up dead or on a no-fly list because something happened on an airplane or. So what's our best way to handle these things, diffuse it? And sometimes maybe even putting our own, our own principles aside for a moment just to diffuse something so we can not end up in a really bad, you know, situation.
Stay home under the covers.
Yeah, that'll do it.
No, I'm only kidding. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, here we
I mean, I would do it, but that doesn't, you know, as you know, and I know you're kidding. I mean, that would not let us live life. But, you know, the reason why I didn't really laugh a whole lot is because that's what some people are doing, actually.
If I'm under the covers, if I'm under the covers at home, am I safe to not wear a mask?
No. You better keep wearing it.
Just wondering.
You're under the covers, Andy. You're breathing your own air.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, you know, here we were so angry about being made to stay in under the covers or...
Right.
And yet people, there are people now, you know, I call it reluctant reentry syndrome. There mm-hmm. are people who really don't want to jump off the edge of the pool and into life again. But so like, road rage, for example, what you need to do is try to, you know, not do anything that could set off somebody else. I mean, not only not cutting somebody else off, but not giving them faces, not giving them rude gestures. You know, I'm sure you know about the case in L.A. Of the 6-year-old boy who was killed.
Yeah, I didn't know much about it, but I started reading up on it some, and yeah, not good.
It was a man who, actually it was a woman driver, but it was a man and a woman in a car, and they cut off this mother who was driving her 6-year-old child to school. And the mother apparently gave a rather rude gesture, because they cut her off, and then they, you know, the couple in the car shot at the mother and the son, and they killed the son. And, of course, it's horrible that this little 6-year-old is dead, but I feel so sorry also for the mother, because not only did she lose her child, but she's going to carry that guilt with her for the rest of her life.
Yes.
So we can't, you know, I mean, I know many of us have that, and myself included. I'm not going to say that I never have done any rude gestures or any mean faces, but I don't do that now.
I don't either. I mean, Dr. Carroll, I mean, even if you do something on accident where you know, you're not really paying attention. Hey, we all make mistakes. Nobody's a perfect driver. Things happen. You accidentally cut somebody off, or somebody's maybe traveling a little faster than you thought, but you pull in the lane, and all of a sudden, yeah, you cut them off. You don't mean to, and you can tell from looking behind you, they're all upset and nervous, or not nervous, but they're all upset and waving and, you know, getting anxious and so on. And I think, at least for me, the way I diffuse it is, you know, in a way, you ignore it as much as you can, or don't even make eye contact if you even get around them.
Yes, or, you know, of course, beeping the horn is another thing
that
can set people off. Ideally, if you put calming music, you know, if you put a music station on or books on tape, books on or some a CD or something like that, so that you're listening to something, not the news that is going to upset you while you're driving, that kind of thing. And in an airplane...
That's a whole different ball game because you don't have, you know, on a car, let's face it, we can in a lot of ways, get off the road, go someplace else, you know, take a different route. There's ways to avoid some of those situations because we can literally leave the situation. Right. On an airplane, though, Dr. Carroll, you're not leaving.
Yes, and an airplane is a much worse situation because it's a number of things in addition that people that are making people upset. That fear, you know, here we're not just talking about fear of COVID, which of course is intensified because the airlines have made the seats so small, you're in somebody's lap or they're in your lap. So yeah, you're more afraid of catching COVID. Then also there's fear of flying, which comes from feeling the loss of control. Yeah. You're not flying the plane. And then on top of that is claustrophobia, fear of small spaces. So there's all of that on top of the anger that we've been talking about. And another thing that adds to both car rage and air rage is violent video games. People have had time on their hands for all this, you know, many, many months, and many people have been playing violent video games.
Yeah.
And we know from studies for decades that the more violent media you consume, the more aggressive you become, and that's a big part of this as well. Another part of it is, the conflicting advice we've been getting since the beginning of COVID.
Yes.
You know, it's not just the mandates,
right,
but it's like being told, you know, six different things, and you know, people are just really angry. Don't you know what to tell us, and why are you telling us? And, you know, and then, of course, the idea that it's really just to sell vaccines, and there's a whole thing behind it. So I'll tell you what I'm doing about that. I have just made a website called PleaseFireFauci.com.
Nice.
Yay.
Awesome. You're my hero.
I'm for that.
Yes, he is. He has been the biggest disaster.
Yep.
The biggest voice and face of gloom and doom, stressing us all out, weakening our immune system through the stress, and making us more vulnerable to COVID and everything else. So he has.
And by the way, I want to add one more thing to that, Dr. Carroll. All of that. And all the while profiting, let's not forget that piece of it as well, profiting off of everything you just said as well.
Yes, profiting from the vaccines and so on. And also, you probably know this, that he's making almost as much as the president. He's making close to $500,000 just in salary and payment from the federal government. I mean, it's outrageous. And then, of course, you know, I give five reasons on this website.
And real quick, what's the website again? Real quick, I want to make sure we get it on our website tonight.
Okay, www.pleasefirefauci.com.
Okay, perfect.
Dr. Carroll, why are we paying him when he's basically a mouthpiece for China? I'm not kidding.
Absolutely.
He is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these, you know, thank goodness that these emails have come out. At least that some of that is, you know, showing his lies. And, you know, he's been a little quieter. Have you noticed?
Way quieter. That guy's like a church mouse, Dr. Carroll. What are you talking about?
Yes. He's realizing the jig is up, you know, that people are on to him. And also, it's not just the money. It's also his vanity, his, you know, getting Brad Pitt to play him on TV, getting the Fauci doll, you know, all of this stuff.
What I've said since the beginning of COVID, Dr. Carroll, is, you know, this is the mom that wants to, you know, bubble wrap her kid and never let him out of the house because she's worried that he or she may get, you know, injured some way, you know, some way, shape or form. This is that individual on steroids running the country.
Well, yes, but then with the additional nefarious motivations behind him.
True. You're right. There's a whole other, you know, not only do you get that side of it, but now you add the other layer that you're mentioning, and it's a recipe for disaster that has been.
Right. How he's profiting and lying to us so that he can profit.
Yep.
I mean, all of his advice, his changes of advice every day have to do with primarily making sure he gets on television that day, you know, with something new to say.
That's right.
But his, you know, the advice, there's a reason behind all of it. I mean, his saying from the beginning, oh, wait till the vaccines, you know, promoting that. And then, you know, just lying about China, even today and even with the emails that have come out and all that where, you know, again, he's going back and forth between saying trying to protect China and saying that there it wasn't from the lab, it wasn't a leak. I mean, really?
Well, you've taken... the first step that I've wanted to take, which is to fire him, and I've said that now for several months. I add another layer, though. I want Dr. Carroll, I don't only want Fauci fired, I want him behind bars because he's a criminal.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I agree with you. You know, he's certainly an embarrassment to the medical profession. He has, you know, caused people to die.
Yes, he has.
Because of making them more vulnerable. And yes, he, and that essentially is making him a criminal. He's like Governor Cuomo with the killing the people in the nursing home.
Only 1,000 times worse. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Dr. Carroll, one last question on Fauci.
And
I simply want to know this. Has Rand Paul ever been wrong in regards to Dr. Fauci?
Nope.
Not that I am aware of.
My gosh, yeah. He's been nailing him to the wall. Just beautiful.
It's funny, Dr. Carroll, with what Andy's saying a moment ago, I mentioned a lot of that and even played some of those clips from Rand Paul back when that was going on. And I had some liberal listeners that listened to the program, which I get all walks of life listen. That's great. I love them, and I'm glad they listen. But I had some dialogue going back and forth with some individuals that basically were saying that you guys are nuts. This isn't true. Rand Paul's just off on a deep end, blah, 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 blah. Boy, have they turned out to be wrong, and I haven't heard a word from them since.
Yeah, I was going to say, they've also turned out to be they're mutes.
I haven't heard anything from them at all.
Well, you know, there was a poll that I just saw today that said 60 or 61% of the country thinks Fauci is doing a great job or wants to believe in Fauci or something like that. And of course they want to believe in him. If they've taken the vaccine, for example, on Fauci's advice and done other things on Fauci's advice, of course they want to believe that was the right thing to do after they did it.
Of course. This is awesome. Dr. Carroll, we'll put this up on the website tonight. Again, you've taken a step that I guess I should have done as well, but you did it. Hey, I'll give you the credit. You're doing just exactly what I've wanted to do now for quite some time. I just want another website that says, let's lockupfauci.com.
Okay, that's next.
Okay, perfect.
That'll be good.
Dr. Carroll, thanks as always. I love having you. Keep up the great work. Keep informing people, and we'll keep having you back. I really do appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Dr. Carroll Lieberman again. And that website, pleasefirefauci.com. We'll get that up on our website tonight as well. Same thing Andy and I have been saying now for months.